Hi there, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at the car giant Renault. Tevez, Tottenham and possibly the new Chicharito for Liverpool in today's show. It's transfer time. Another new name for you here on the Spy Show, because Liverpool are offering the Mexican wonder kid Marco Buena a 5-year deal. He's 17, he's a striker, and they're calling him the new Chicharito after the Man United striker because he's just helped Mexico to win the under-17 World Cup. All of the papers have quotes from Andre Fassi, the vice president of his club, Pachuca. Fassi says here, we're conducting negotiations with Liverpool and possibly on August the 1st, Marco Buena will pay a visit to Liverpool. We've already practically closed negotiations with them. They want to buy 100% of the rights. Now, we love new names here on the show, as you know. This is Miralem Pjanic. He's 21, he's from Bosnia, and he's an extremely highly rated midfielder who plays for the French club Lyon. The Sun say that Aston Villa and Spurs want him, but Lazio too are keen, and the word is that they are the favourites to sign him. Talking of Spurs, they could lose defender Sebastian Bassong to his old club in France, Metz. He's 25, he's a good player as you know, but he's only made 7 Premier League starts this season just gone, and he's been talking about wanting a move away. Blackburn are also interested, but the Mets thing seems to have intrigued him. He said this morning, I do not close the door on anything. The French league is a very good one. Talking of Blackburn, all you Arsenal fans waiting for news of the defender Chris Samba. The Rovers boss Steve Keane's been saying there's no bids for him. I don't know if he's telling porkies, as Spurs and Arsenal have been heavily linked with the player, but Steve Keane's been talking to Sky Sports News here in England. He says here, we've had no bids for Chris and we've had no bids for any other player at this stage, and we would like to keep it like that. Chris is only a couple of months into a 5-year deal, so hopefully the bids don't come in and we can keep him. Time for your messages, and I asked you last week for the players you don't want at your club, the players you'd happily drive to the airport. I have to say they've been pretty good, but keep them fairly harmless and we'll get them on. Number one, Macam fan says here, I'd happily drive Anton Ferdinand at Sunderland and his warp-shaped head to the airport, not to mention Naira Noseworthy. Cameraman's laughing there. The Fox Mouse says, I would build a boat and throw Darren Gibson, Johnny Evans and Gabriel Obertan in there so that I wouldn't have to see them in a Man United shirt. Charles Chuck would drive Bebe to the airport, says here, if my car broke down, I'd still carry him there on my back. Damod 15 says, I'd gladly drive Nicholas Bent to the airport and I'd pay for his ticket, check in his luggage and walk him to the gate so that he doesn't miss his flight like he misses everything else. And on the Mirror Football website, Pure Class says, I'd put Michael Carrick into a wheelbarrow and take him to an allotment so that he can rot with all the other vegetables like himself. Not very fair on him, I think. He's played well last season. But keep them coming and we'll get them on. Let's just update you on some stories that you already know about. Harry Redknapp at Spurs has confirmed a story he first told you about on August the 30th last year. He does want Emmanuel Adebayor from Manchester City. He's been speaking out in South Africa and he says here, the chairman, Daniel Levy, he's been speaking about it. I'm not sure if it will happen. He's a name that certainly has been mentioned though, certainly. I spoke to the chairman about loaning the player and if we could work out a deal for him, I would like to bring him to the club. On mirrorfootball.co.uk, Corinthians, as we expected, have pulled out of a move for Carlos Tevez because when City asked for the money, Corinthians admitted they were really talking about 40 million Brazilian reais, which actually comes to 16 million English pounds. The Times say, regardless of whether City sell Tevez by midnight tonight, which is when the Brazilian window closes, they will move for Sergio Aguero at Atletico. We talked about him the other day. Spurs gave Luka Modric a captaincy for their game against Orlando Pirates last night in a bid to get him to stay. No, I don't think it will work either. The Star say that Arsenal have offered Sami Nasri a £6 million a year deal in a last-ditch bid to keep him. And go to the Mirror Football website for details of Barcelona's endgame over Fabregas. They are flying in to tie up the deal today. couple of very quick ones. I went to see the Southampton winger Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain yesterday, and he confirmed to me that he wants out of Southampton. See full details of that on the Mirror Football website. Arsenal want him, but the Southampton chairman Nicola Cortese is demanding around £15 million for the 17-year-old winger. Says that he should stay for another year. You tell me, should Chamberlain stay or should he go? The Mail say the winger Max Gradle has told Leeds he wants to leave for Fulham, or Lille or West Ham. And all the papers say that Aston Villa are looking at the Spurs right back Kyle Naughton. Keep your competition entries coming in for the team that will sign the most players. Remember, a shirt of your choice for the winner, obviously, if we pick you. Also, keep your teams coming in for the Football Spy Files, which are all across next week. Be imaginative, but be realistic as well, and we'll get your team on the show. But we're back in the morning. I'll see you next time.